The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Facility, what is actually happening behind you?
Yeah, Eamon, behind me is Detroit's TCF Center. This is where poll watchers are racing to try and count all the votes outstanding here in Wayne County. But what we see here is essentially an increasing mob-like scene of self-proclaimed poll watchers who say that they want to get access to the building. So many of them have rushed into the building here.
A mob. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you're not watching on YouTube, I need you to understand that that clip of an MSNBC reporter showed a quiet group of people standing outside a building. That's a mob. But BLM rioters burning down America and looting $3 billion worth of private property, they're protesters. That is how much they lie to you. This is the Salem Radio Network, and all we want, and all America wants, is for fair, legal, and transparent elections. If you don't want that, then you are stealing our republic, and we will not let you. Let's listen to one of the president's attorneys, Jenna Ellis, who was on the show yesterday, and this is her demand to the Democrat governors and bureaucrats who will not allow the legal process of ballot counting to be observed. Play video cut one.
What makes a vote legal or not?
Yeah, and that's really the distinction and why the Trump campaign has been filing a few lawsuits over the past couple of days, because in states like Michigan, for example, where we have not been provided meaningful access to observe the ballot counting, which Michigan law provides for, then we've asked to halt the vote counting only until we are given meaningful access to be able to watch the process to make sure that no illegal activity is occurring.
Why would you want to stop that? Why would you want to say that in juxtaposition to a court-mandated judge's order, you're not going to allow Republican representatives to see if the votes are being counted legally and if they are valid votes? Why would you not do that? What is your reason? What do you have to hide? We don't care who you vote for, as long as it's legal and as long as we can observe it. If you're trying to stop that, whether it's Pennsylvania, whether it's Georgia, whether it's anywhere else, it's because you want to steal the election and you have something to hide. We're talking about the response here. We had Mayor Rudy Giuliani on at the top of the hour and the last hour. You have to see, you have to listen to that interview. Go to YouTube, check it out. Go to our YouTube channel, go to the podcast, listen to it. We want to hear from you. Does the president have what he needs? Is the GOP, is the campaign responding adequately? Amazing, amazing footage from Philadelphia just moments ago of Corey Lewandowski, of Pam Bondi with a megaphone saying, we are being kept away from doing what is legally mandated by a judge. The local marshal has kept us from going into that election center illegally. That's banana republic politics. Get out there. Make a difference. American patriots are on the streets of Philadelphia and elsewhere. We need to let them feel the heat. Who else has to be part of the team? We want 100 Dave Bosses, 100 Pam Bondis, 100 Corey Lewandowskis, Rudy Giuliani, and the rest. Let's get some bids in. Let's get some suggestions. Mr. G, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You had a very interesting idea, I think, earlier this morning. You texted me. What's missing? Who needs to be a part of the team to make sure this election is not stolen from America?
We need someone with a legal mind that can go into the media and make it easy and explain it to people. And I think someone should take a leave of absence for radio for a few weeks, and that is Mark Levin.
Oh, fabulous. So Mark Levin, former chief of staff in the Department of Justice, a man who knows the Constitution and the law backwards, should be part of the team. And then when you said this issue of explaining it so that the American people can understand, what kinds of issues should they focus down on, Jeff?
In the beginning, you got to get things that people that can understand and you can't argue with, even if there's not a large number of dead people that have voted. But if you get a good amount of that, you can prove to people that's the tip of the iceberg. That is fraud. People can understand a dead person with a mail-in vote is ridiculous.
Right. So we're not going to talk about Sharpie pens or watermarks or date stamps, but dead people voting, anyone can understand. Jeff? Perfect. You nailed it. I want to hear from you guys. Tag me on Twitter. Get in touch with us through the website, sebgorka.com. I want your recommendations because I'm going to send it to the campaign. I'm going to send it to the White House. Who needs to be on the team? What's missing? And what is the right approach? Mr. G nailed it. We need somebody of the stature, of the expertise, of the national branding, like Mark Levin, to be part of that team. I want Louis Gohmert. He was on the show. He's going by himself! To Philly. Why by himself? He should be representing the president and the campaign. I want your suggestions because we've got to build it, and we've got to build it now. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Glenn in Corpus Christi, Austin, Texas, line 3. Welcome, Glenn.
Hey, how you doing, Sebastian?
I
have a couple of questions. Where's Barr? Where is Barr? President Trump is still the president. He should get Barr's butt on the phone down into wherever state they need him, and say, if he's not going to do it, then fire his butt. Trump's still the president. Appoint somebody else. We're like sending in the cops after the murder. All the evidence, it's already happened.
Yeah, so this
what
is...
What are they doing?
I tweeted this out this morning with a photograph of Barr, and I sent it on all the social media channels. I think that's absolutely right. Let's remember the president is the chief law enforcement officer. If Barr isn't prepared to find out if there has been election fraud and election cheating, he needs to be fired. But here's what I tweeted out this morning. Where's the Durham report? Where are the indictments? We have been told for the last 6 months that you can't do it before the election. There's this unwritten rule, 60 days inside the DOJ. You can't have politically sensitive issues be revealed or indictments dropped before an election. Okay, Bill Barr, the election occurred on Tuesday. What's your excuse? Where's the report? Where are the indictments? You have no excuse. Not only is Glenn correct that Barr should be in Philadelphia, not Corey Lewandowski, it should be Bill Barr that's going to North Carolina, to Arizona. Where are you? Where is America's Attorney General? Do your damn job or get fired. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Karen in San Antonio, line 2.
Hi. Hi, Sebastian.
Hey.
Can you hear me? Hey.
Yes.
The first thing I want to say is I think you're the greatest. I watch you all the time, and I want to thank you for fighting for our president. But on another note, I just want to make a point here. You know, the Democrats have been trying to get President Trump out of office since 2016. They have tried their hardest. They have criminally done the worst thing possible. And they have, now this is their last, or this is the next thing to do. But they've been working on this, and to me, they're clever in a way, and it just makes me sick to think what they've been up to, and I just hope that they get caught. I think they're evil. I don't know what else to say about that. And also about the Mark Levin thing. We do need him out there on TV, but nobody's going to cover him but Fox and the conservative newspapers. So how do we get the message out to the other side?
We don't need to. We're not here to convince those who think a senile old man who is in bed with communist China and that he should be the president. Forget that. I mean, think about it. More than 60 million Americans voted for one of the most corrupt politicians in American history, whose son is doing deals with communist China. We just need the evidence. We need the paper trail. We need the judges to enforce the rule of law. And if the local bureaucrats prevent us from seeing the evidence, from seeing the legitimate votes, we need the U.S. Marshals to deploy, and they need to break down the doors of those polling stations and stop the crimes being committed. It is that simple. Forget the brainwashed drones. It is time to turn America back into the greatest nation ever and not treat it like it's bloody Turkmenistan under a dictator who thinks he can get away with anything just because he happens to be the Democrat Party. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Now, get out on the streets. Protest. Show them who you are and that they can't get away with it.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
I'm happy now. I'm happy. We're going to find it. We're going to get the video. We can't play it right now because we're waiting to connect with Jennifer Horn and maybe get a couple of good calls. But just moments ago in Philadelphia, what Corey Lewandowski did, what Pam Bondi did as they were being shouted down with that bullhorn, that is the way ahead. When they told the world that we have the court order right in our hand, we have been told that we are allowed into that election center. We have a mandate, a legal mandate, to observe the counting of the ballots. And we are being prevented. The local sheriff is preventing access to that building illegally. And it is a disgrace. And we are not going to stop. And they use the special magic word. We are applying for federal relief. That legal term means the big guns. AG Barr is failing us. The president, the people we can trust, like the U.S. Marshals, unsullied. Unlike the FBI. We have people we can rely upon. And it's the federal marshals. It's the good people of the Department of Homeland Security. The Federal Protective Service, that when federal buildings were being firebombed, they went in there and they protected those employees, not just the buildings, but the employees that Antifa were trying to murder. We have capabilities. We have a man who has a spine. But we need you. We must have your support. This movement that was born out of the ashes of the Tea Party, this movement that is found in an across-the-board rejection of the establishment of the failed right, the betrayal of America by the political establishment on both sides of the aisle. There was a beautiful, organic birth, a phoenix-like flight from the ashes of the Tea Party that became the Trump Make America Great Again movement. A man who was ridiculed, a man that the late-night TV shows thought was doing it for a laugh, for a joke, who was a butt of their jokes, despite being a person who had been lauded for decades, a man who embodied the best of the can-do culture, not of Queens, but of America. That man filled the void in 2016. Too late, they realized he was serious, and he was a deadly threat to them, because nobody owns Donald Trump. He doesn't owe anybody anything. Not the unions, not the media, not the quote-unquote political elite, not the oil industry, not Big Pharma, not communist China. He is his own man. And as somebody who knows him, he is a force of nature. Truly, a man who never, ever says no. And don't you tell him no, because then you're not a member of his team. I have the honor to serve him in the White House, to help him when he was candidate Trump, and now to sit on one of his Defense Department boards. And let me assure you that this man will never stop fighting, not for himself, but for you and America. And something historic happened in 2016 when we chose, for the first time in the history of our nation, a man who wasn't a member of the political or military elite to be our president. From Washington to Obama, it was all members of the establishment. But we chose an outsider. And now, in an election where he has garnered more votes than ever before, 5 million more than 4 years ago, they want to destroy him. Will you help? You must send a message. You must get out there. Watch the video we will post right now of Corey, of Pam, and get behind them. Be the force multipliers. They need you. The president needs you. America needs you. That message that we will not let them steal our election from us. How many have died for that right? How many have bled for that sacred responsibility? For us to step aside and let them do it now? We will not let that happen. But you have to be part of that true resistance. Not some fake, stupid, pink hat-wearing, virtue-signaling inanity. I'm talking about substance. The spine around which America was formed. From our earliest settlers, through the pioneers, through the doughboys, through the GIs, all the way to the Tea Party, there is a spirit. And now, I want you to act in the spirit of 2016. Was it all for naught? Does it now mean nothing? Everything that's been achieved in the last 4 years will just be stolen from you, from your children, from your grandchildren? What are you waiting for? You don't need somebody's permission. The crimes are being committed now. Let your voice be heard. If ever there was a time to put on that red MAGA hat, to unfurl that stars and stripes, to take the streets in peaceful protest, it is now. Are you prepared to do what it takes? Will you show just a fraction of the courage that he has? You can. I believe in you, and America needs you. Do it. Tonight, tomorrow, and until we win. I'm Sebastian Gorka. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org. t2t.org. Thank you. We have spent the whole day creating our dream team and our strategy to make sure the man who got more than 5 million more votes than he did 4 years ago is reinstated, is sworn in for his second term. And guess what? We've got it. We've got the answer for the face of the GOP. And she says she's willing. She is none other than our West Coast warrior princess, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Follow her right now on Twitter, at Jennifer Horn. Horn, do you accept the challenge?
I totally accept the challenge. And are we all still standing and are we ready to fight? Because it's going to be a tough couple of weeks.
This is the message. God bless you. This is the message forever until that inauguration day happens and Donald Trump takes the Bible in his hand and swears again the oath of office as our commander-in-chief. It is time to fight. Don't complain. Don't moan. Don't say, oh, no, what is Fox doing? Get out there. This is the time to get your MAGA on. Get your MAGA hat on. Jennifer, is America turning into California? And I don't mean in a good way.
Not in a good way. And I hate to introduce you, Seb, to the California model, but what all of you are seeing right now in a national election is what California Republicans were slapped in the face with in 2018. In 2018, we had a lot of Democrats going to the courts early on before Election Day, getting decisions that benefited their cause. We all go and operate our election, have our Election Day in 2018. The calls are made in the race that night for many congressional races that were Republican seats, essentially. We all go to bed. The next morning we wake up, and those Republican seats have been flipped one after another to Democrat seats. And the blue wave that we saw in 2018 rolled through California. And I know that we on this program, we've talked a lot about ballot harvesting. That's only one aspect of the California model. But this is the grand plan. This is the scheme from Democrats to try to take over and control every single election from here on out. And to try to succinctly tell you about it, ballot harvesting and, you know, the thruple story with Katie Hill, the reason we heard about Katie Hill in Congressional District 25 in California and her thruple and the fact that she resigned from Congress is not because of her sex scandal. It was because she was involved in illegal practices of ballot harvesting in the state of California, and Nancy Pelosi did not want her secret to get out. So she dumped out Katie Hill when she found out about this scandal because she didn't want people digging around.
Explain that for those who aren't familiar. They just know the sex scandal, the threesome, the photographs, the naked, you know, pictures in the Daily Mail. What was she caught doing, Jennifer Horn?
She was illegally harvesting ballots. So she had people going out and under false pretenses helping people fill out ballots. Ballot harvesting means that I fill out my ballot, but that someone else can drop it off for
yes.
me. And the allegation was that she had people out there actually attempting to fill out people's ballots. And so Nancy Pelosi didn't want that scheme revealed because she knew in 2020 she had to continue with the California model. And this is what we've seen the left roll out over the last several months. So just to fast forward a bit, now we've got months before our 2020 election, and we have Democrats all across the country, especially in those battleground states like Pennsylvania, going to court to try to get favorable conditions for what they knew would be a largely mail-in election because they were using this COVID-19 battle as a catalyst for this. They went to convince the court, and small win, small victory by small victory, they behind the scenes, really without a lot of us paying much attention, we might have heard about a ruling here or there, but we didn't pay much attention, they set the perfect scenario. So for what, you know, for what happened, what we saw on election night, even the media is complacent in this. They're the ones that we're talking about. The red mirage. Remember, we heard
yes.
about the red mirage, that it might be that on election night, it might look like Donald Trump is going to win, but it's not going to be that way. They're setting the stage because they're all working together in this. The swamp is not even a good enough word, but this is a coordinated attack by the leftists in our country to truly change the way we do elections. So other things to keep an eye out for as part of the California model is that they're not going to ever intend on letting you out of early voting. This is now going to be the thing where
yes.
we extend election day for weeks and for months ahead of the actual day. This is to benefit them. It also, on the flip side, will extend it days and weeks after the election so that if they're not winning a race, they can dump in enough ballots and argue them in the courts to try to flip races that we think are Republican. They're also going to let the voter rolls get bloated. That means with universal mail-in, and we saw it in California, that the secretaries of state, who are Democrats, in these liberal states like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, where there are a lot of Trump voters, but the state is in charge, run by Democrats, those people are going to never execute voter roll cleanup.
This,
so when you die, your name stays.
This is why this fight is the fight. Because if they win, then they win forever. She's the host of The Morning Answer and the Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, also with CRNTalk.com. Follow her on Twitter, Jennifer Horn. She'll be back with us momentarily. If you haven't done so already, please, please exploit this incredible offer from Dr. Douglas Howard. It is the Balance of Nature offer. 35% off and free shipping on Balance of Nature. How to stay as healthy as possible. If you're in a hurry, if you don't eat properly every single day, you can get 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, essential for healthy living. And now Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first order. Just use my name, go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. It's a super easy number, but write it down. 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the promo code GORKA for that massive discount. Be the healthiest you can be. Balanceofnature.com. Stay here on America First. Building our dream team, and the music is right. Wonder Woman. Why? Because we need a Justice League. and we need to have your suggestions of who should be fighting the political fight of the ages, making sure that the man who got 5 million more votes than he did 4 years ago is reinstated as the President of the United States. And we're going to ask somebody who's been fighting for the truth every single day on the West Coast. She's Jennifer Horn of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show. Follow her on Twitter at Jennifer Horn. So we've had lots of suggestions. Somebody said, I should be part of the team. The big man here, the producer, said that we've got to have Mark Levin on the team for be the legal expert. That's Jeff's suggestion. We want to hear Jennifer Horn's A-team list for who should be fighting this fight, not just for the president, Jennifer, but for America.
Yeah, that's what people don't understand, is that this is not about President Trump. It is not just about Joe Biden. This is about the future of our elections. Do I want to see Trump win? Yes, I do. But I also want to know that our vote is going to be secured. And so this is about such a much bigger issue. And you, my friend, would be right at the top of the list on the Dream Team, that's for sure.
Well, I want you to be the face of the GOP, so that's mutual. Who else do you want to be fine? Who do you want to be the face of this real resistance?
I think that we've got to have Jim Jordan in there.
Yes.
I think we have to have Pam Bondi, who is in Pennsylvania. I think she's a great fighter for justice. Mark Levin, absolutely. I think our colleagues here, as much as I think Dennis Prager does not get enough, but he doesn't get enough credit, I think, for the fact that he has the skills to really boil down what is happening here from an ideological perspective. So
yes.
I definitely would include him on the list. Of course, our friend Larry Elder, and I think you gotta have Rush on the team too, right?
Rush, oh my gosh!
Time.
Yes. All right. We've got the team. We're building it. All right. Give us your analysis right now. We have time. It's okay. We've got to be quick, but it's happening. The injunctions are out there. The court decisions are happening. We're seeing incredible results in various contested areas. We're seeing dead people, records of dead people voting. We've got video from Austin Fletcher of poll workers just scrunching up ballots they don't like and throwing them in the trash. Give us your analysis of where it stands right now. How is Jennifer Horn feeling?
Well, you know, I feel it's really weird. I'm not overly worried. And by the way, I realize we need to add James Woods to the list.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
I've been DMing Mr. Woods for the last 48 hours saying, come on, Mr. Woods, we need you not just to be tweeting. I love that.
Yeah, I think we got to get him out there too. I think it's going to play out. It really is anybody's guess. I think anybody that tells you what the future looks like is probably not being all that honest. But I do see that there is a path to Trump victory. And here's what's going to probably happen. At some point, one of these states is going to come in. It's going to come in for Biden. He only needs 6 electoral votes to hit 270. But
hang on.
Guys,
you're quoting Fox to me, Jennifer Horn. Why are you quoting Fox?
You're right. But some of the other outlets like Associated Press and others have given Arizona to Biden. But the point is this, whether you count Arizona or not, I don't. I think Trump's going to win Arizona. I actually spoke to someone from the Election Integrity Project who said that she believes he will win Arizona as well once everything is kind of filtered out. But the point is this, the media is declaring these states. It is not the actual certification. So all I would tell you is that we have to be patient. We have to be calm, and we cannot disappear. We've got to keep up with the messages on Twitter. We have to keep sharing the videos that are coming out. Project Veritas is sending out videos. We need to make sure that we're keeping this story in the focus of the public about the crazy high number of voter turnout, and I use air quotes around it, in Wisconsin, the voter fraud in Michigan, the voter fraud in Pennsylvania. We have to keep using our tools to keep this front and center, because it doesn't matter what Fox says. It doesn't matter what CNN or AP project as the winner. This thing is not settled until these results are certified. And that's going to take a couple of weeks, especially with the court battles. We've got to keep this up.
What is the lesson for the future? You are a person who works in the media. You work harder than anybody else in talk radio. I was worried. I went into this worried about the secretaries of state, the AGs, the lieutenant governors, the various bureaucrats in these Democrat-held cities and states. The biggest problem, yes, they are the people trying to steal the election, but the bigger problem, the 25-meter target, was the media calling these states, yeah. especially Fox. So we have to rethink how we approach elections, especially the role of the media. Do we not, Jen?
I'm 100% on board with you. As someone who's lived in California my whole life, it has always bothered me that on some nights when there's a presidential election, we already know who the president is before I even get to cast my vote, right? Before the polling places in California are even closed. So I think there needs to be a greater conversation that we can have in a bipartisan way, by the way, about some standards for the media, about how they call these races, the fact that they're using exit polls or polling at all to determine how they're calling the states. I think we've proved that that polling no longer works. It is outdated. However they're doing it is outdated, and that's at best. At worst, it's with intent that they're making these polls deceptive. And so I think we need to make sure that we have that conversation with our local elected officials, because this is where we make the changes, on the local level. And the reason I think I'm not so worried about this is, no matter what happens, no matter who is sworn into office, do I want Donald Trump to be there 150%? And I will do whatever I can to make sure that that happens. But, Seb, wouldn't it be interesting if, God forbid, he doesn't win re-election, if he is cheated out of this election? Yeah, he could run again in 2024, but maybe he might be more powerful taking on a corrupt leftist news media with the Trump News Network. Wow. I mean, don't you think that we can't not leverage the power that Donald Trump has done. He's single-handedly saved the Republican Party. He single-handedly saved us from a huge landslide of leftism. And so I don't believe he's going away. And if he serves us as president, that's fantastic. If he serves us in some other way, then I know he will do that. And we have to remember what Donald Trump has brought to this party, and that is fight and backbone and not getting bullied out of standing up for what is right.
Well, Fox is going down the tubes, clearly. A lot, millions of angry American conservatives out there. I like the idea of the Trump News Network, but here's a better one. Let's have that start in 2024, and let's make sure that this man is sworn in for his second term. Follow her right now, at Jennifer Horn. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, stinking swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you are in pain right now, why? Have you tried this incredible product that is giving relief to tens of thousands of Americans? Just like Alicia in California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Wow. Shouldn't you be the next Alicia? I think you should. Try this incredible product right now, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you all know if it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Right now, 800-500-8384. Don't wait any longer. ReliefFactor.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
It's very simple. It's time to act. They're trying to steal it, and you can make a difference. Now, let's start with the most important places. If you are in Georgia, if you're in Arizona, if you're in Pennsylvania, if you live in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh, you need to be at the election centers, where they are attempting to lock out, to keep out, the completely authorized, certified poll watchers, the people that the judges have said must be allowed in. You need to be there. Get your friends, go in a group, get your MAGA hat on. Don't be afraid. Now is not the time for cowardice. Get your flags, get your Trump flags, get your stars and stripes. Organize yourself. Don't wait to be asked. I am inviting you now. Let your voice be heard. Send a message in two directions. Send a message to the White House. that, Mr. President, you are not alone. We know what you've done for us. We know what you've done for all Americans. And now we are here, not just for him, who received more, 5 million more votes this election than he did 4 years ago, which is remarkable if you look at what the media did to him, but for future presidents, for future generations, for the sanctity of what our founding fathers created, and for the probity of the way we choose our president. This is your time. Don't get depressed. Don't just complain. Get out there, make a difference. The other people you're sending a message to is the media, is the left, are the liars, the cheats, the people who are crumpling up the ballots with Donald Trump's name on it, the people who are canceling ballots because of the wrong party being written on that ballot. You need to send a message to them. There was no repudiation of MAGA. The opposite happened. We have seen greater support for this president than ever before, including in the minority community. The greatest support from Black America, from Hispanic America, from Latino America since 1956. That is the message we send. Get out there. And even if you're not in Arizona or Pennsylvania, now is the time. If there ever was a time to protest and show the world who you are and your patriotic identity, it is now. There will be no greater opportunity to do so than today, than tomorrow, and this weekend. Make a difference. Now is your time. Organize yourselves. Do it with your friends, your relatives. Be safe, but do it. Let's save America together. God bless you all. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Watch your six. Keep your head in a swivel. Never give up. Never give in. Hold the line and stay frosty.